Sunrise Ventures LLC.
Morning again.
Morning, good morning.
I presented a memorandum to Mr. Lawson last week in reference to a request for a time extension for Sunrise Ventures LLC. It is conditional use number 1642. Attached to that request for a time extension was a letter from Mark Dunkel Esquire on behalf of the Sunrise Ventures LLC, and also a letter from Vince Robertson, Assistant County Attorney, in response to Mr. Dunkel's request. Mr. Dunkel's letter provided a history of the activities that have taken place on this site, and therefore they are requesting a time extension. Just for a little history, this is a 30-unit multifamily project. This is a remediation site that Denrec's been working on. It's right at the Lewis Rehoboth Canal, just off the overpass or bridge at the canal. It's just off Bay Vista Road, you know, where the Grottoes has their office complex, right on Route 1. A couple weeks ago, last week, we did the similar application for the arbors at Cottesdale due to the remediation activities, et cetera. On this application, it actually went through legal action for multiple years. It went as far as the Delaware Supreme Court. And the applicants are now in the process of trying to get all their permits so they can proceed with this project. So they are requesting an extension. What the commission did on, and they're asking for the council to affirm what the commission did a few weeks ago on August 13th of 2000, well, a few months ago now. The commission considered a request for a 5-year extension per a letter from Mark Dunkel dated April 24th. Regarding that conditional use and the application I referenced. Rather than granting the suggested 5-year extension, the commission approved a suspension of the extension for 6 months, beginning on August 13th of 2015, which means the suspension would carry over somewhat like an extension to July 1 of 2016. So the dead end date would be July 1st of 2016. Similar to what we did with the arbors. And again, it's a remediation brownfield site that needs to be cleaned up. And this project, part of the process would be to clean up the site before they can start construction.
I have a question when you have
that. Mr. Deaver.
What is the contaminant, the major contaminant that they're cleaning up? What is the, what's in the ground that they
have? Well, it was a dump site right along the canal.
Dump sites.
Construction materials, et cetera. Yeah. I don't know the actual, what's actually been buried there, but it's a need for it to be remediated. They have been working with Denrec.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible hazardous subsurface conditions were discovered back in 07. They're in the process working with Denrec. They originally requested an extension to January of 2012. We don't even grant the approvals for more than 3 years if it was a new project. So that was really
that was the applicant, not the state. All right, the state had a plan in mind already, is that right?
The state's in the process of giving consideration for approval so they can start doing a remediation, and that would be part of the process to start construction.
And there would be no, I guess it would be pretty safe to have that done next to the canal itself, because we'd have to they have to have certain TMDLs.
Not only that, it would be safer once they complete the remediation.
The canal would be better.
It would improve the site and I'm sure the canal and the soil conditions around it.
Good. Great.
Mr. President?
Mr. Arlett?
More so of a question / comment, and especially moving forward, I'm certain that we will have some more applicants come before us before the deadline on January 1st, but where is the applicant today? I'm wondering, why are you here, not the applicant? Because I would be hopeful that in the future that the applicant will come before us, physically speaking, and make that a requirement if they want an extension.
Their request is to affirm what the commission has already done. The commission has already granted the extension. The attorney wants, just for legal cause, wants to make sure that the council is in agreement with the commission. That's why staff came forward on the arbors a few weeks ago and on this application.
Now, I'm sorry, you...
I was just going to say, again, I'll get back to my point. I mean, on these handful, whomever comes before, is the applicant required to physically be here?
The expectation is that they would be here. I don't know that it's a, quote, requirement, but the expectation is that they would be here. The expectation, at least in discussions with staff and legal, is we would submit the status, if you will, maybe even give you a recommendation from staff as to whether or not an extension should be granted and the length of the extension. So that's what we see the process being. And then if you have a particular question, if you're reviewing the content and the applicant needs to weigh in, because we wouldn't have privy to that information, for instance, why did it take so long to get this agency approval, you should ask the applicant that question and they should be able to respond. And if, assuming
you're... It should be like a public hearing. If they're not here, there's got to be something on the record from them, not from our side. Mm-hmm. So I would think I agree with you. I think that is necessary. Mm-hmm. Should be a requirement.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Moore, I've got a question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I heard what you said, how we're going to deal with these things from the council perspective. Yes. And that the letter from Mr. Robertson was the only authority that can grant that is a council.
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
Why did P&Z even hear this?
This was reason.
And they did that. My next question is, and they did that, so does that tell me then everybody's got to go to P&Z first?
This request came, yeah. Ma'am, I want to interrupt you, but this came before us before that decision from Mr. Robertson came down about the future projects that are pending.
Okay.
Yeah. This has been, commission took this action August 13th.
Okay.
Okay. It was after that we started looking at what should the process be.
There'll be no more than probably coming through P&Z that way.
Right. Okay. Are there any in the pipeline, Mr. Yeah. Lank? That's it. So the rest of them, and I've seen some additional letters that have come in, and they're coming straight to council, okay. Not to P&Z.
There are additional letters that are coming through me to Mr. Lawson.
That's correct.
Or directly to Mr. Lawson. It's less than 10. I think it's 7 or 8, but I don't know the actual number.
Right.
And some of it we've had for several months because we haven't taken that action to make any decisions on this extension.
Mr. Pritt, let me just make...
And in regards to the question about like a public hearing, I know in the past, and there's been some others where Mr. Lank has made a presentation, oftentimes the legal counsel will be here and also if there's any questions, present information, but it's typically the legal counsel who actually drafts the letter as well, and they can be here. Many years ago, I did one myself before counsel, and I actually, after Mr. Lank gave a presentation, I actually came before the council and gave the reasons and went through the reasons if requested.
Well, I mean, my question was, I understand
that's
now
right.
What you just said, but if that was going to be part of the deal, their agendas are set pretty far out in P&Z.
Right.
You couldn't even get on their agenda probably until January for somebody to come forward. So, okay. Mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
Hey, one more.
On
this issue, then, following up on, I think Rob was saying here, I think the process, there ought to be some kind of format. We ought to have staff recommendations because we're not going to be familiar, county council, as planning and zoning is. Planning and zoning could maybe, or the staff, planning and zoning staff, make recommendations, give us a history and an overview of the project, and then their recommendations. And then the applicant can then make their presentation as to why we should get an extension. And then we debate it. Does that make sense? I mean, I would think there should be something.
Oh, yes.
That these people who are making these appeals can expect as a procedure. So, whether I mean, or come up with something and let us know that what to expect. But I think Lawrence's group should give us an update and an overview because we don't know.
Yeah, and they can review what is because they're going to receive a letter and they can review the information in the letter. And I mentioned legal counsel, and it doesn't have to be legal counsel because many times it's the engineering firm might be the ones most knowledgeable of what the process is.
Whoever they want to bring, but they better bring somebody that day. That's their day.
Okay. Mr. President, Mr. Orlett, just one quick comment. Mr. Lank, do you want to provide an input? I mean, a recommendation. Let me rephrase that.
Not a problem.
I mean, seriously, because, you know, do you want to get caught in the middle of our decisions as it relates to this? Do you want to provide a recommendation, or do you want to just be there available if we have further questions?
We can do both. We would be available anyway. the one point is that, and Mr. Lawson made reference to it earlier, is that we've got applications that have detailed history of what they've done.
Right.
And they're like two agencies or three agencies shy of getting mm-hmm. their final approval, mm-hmm. so they can possibly get recorded by December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are some that are just asking for years,
mm-hmm.
and if one was five, which is way out. If they had final approval, they would have five. They don't even have final approval.
Yeah, that approval is worth a lot of money.
But I would think he should be making a recommendation, because he's the one that deals with things every day. So he should come back with a recommendation and then answer our questions.
Right.
And
he's our expert yeah. in that area.
There you go.
Yeah.
And he's not even 20 miles from home.
Do I want to give you a mm-hmm. recommendation on 100 applications for subdivision and 100 conditional uses? And
I bet you can't. You can't wait.
RPCs, I'm not sure.
No, as they come, not.
No, I agree. Okay. Some will not even ask for an extension. I've already
somebody
had
from
one
your staff
that said they will reapply.
Yeah,
sure.
I do have one.
Do you have a motion?
I have one more question.
Do we need a motion?
You need to affirm the commission's action. Of
that's be a motion.
That should be a motion.
Be a motion.
Okay.
Yeah. I move we affirm the commission's recommendation.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Motion, Mr. Deaver, second, Mr. Arlett, to affirm the commission's recommendation to extend this until July 2016. I think that's correct.
July 1.
July 1, 2016. Is that right, Mr. Lank? To July 1, 2016.
July 1st, right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Any questions on that motion?
Yes, I have a question on this project. That's related to the brownfield recovery. I would just like to point out that the property on Plantation Road, that's a brownfield. I've seen as many as three different plans by DENREC on how to recover. And I'll check the DENREC files to see if this is their first, second, or third plan.
Oh, I understand. I'm not sure. Really.
Well, you know what I'm saying is they keep changing, which makes me very nervous about it.
More questions from council or comments? We'll take the vote. Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Charlotte.
Yes.
I will be as motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Lane.
If I may add
you
to
may.
A question Mrs. Deaver asked earlier about the number of lots. I was adding, and I'm not a mathematician, but there's over 10,000.
Yeah, I thought that. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir. Grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have two grants for your consideration. The first one is the Sussex County Foster Parent Association. They're requesting support for their annual holiday celebration for their foster children. No specific amount is requested. Last grant received was $250 or $50 from each council member.
Let me do that again.
Yep. Thank you, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Mr. Cole, to grant $250 to the Sussex County Foster Parent Cluster Association for event expenses, being $50 per council district. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the next one is the Mason-Dixon Woodworkers are requesting a contribution to defray the cost of making toys for needy children. No specific amount is requested. A donation of $500 is able to purchase or produce 83 toys with a value of approximately $2,075. They are targeted to make 1,300 toys this year. Last grant received was $1,100, which was $600 from Mr. Phillips, $200 from Mr. Wilson, and $100 from each of the other three council members.
We'll do that again.
Well, this is, in all fairness, this is a countywide.
Correct.
I mean, they give these toys to kids all over this county.
That is correct.
So I would certainly think we would, whatever number you want to use, just divide that by each of us.
Sure.
If you're going to give $200 a piece, that's $1,000 or whatever. I mean, it's so I don't
share
care what the,
share
that's
like
if you got
them.
What the number is. I don't care what the number is, but
what was the request? Is it or there wasn't a request?
There is no
but
request.
Last time was $1,100.
$1,100 last time.
Like you said, be
could we do
$220?
$220
per council district. That's
there. You go.
Motion.
Motion. I'll make a motion. I'll move
second.
A motion.
Second.
To grant $1,100 to the Mason-Dixon Woodworkers for the annual toy program for children, and that being $220 per council district. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you.
Proposed zoning ordinance introduction, Mr. Moore.
There are two, Mr. President. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for parking of employee vehicles and vans for a cleaning service to be cleaning service business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 22,323 square feet, more or less, and it is in Mr. Cole's district.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
And the next one is in Ms. Deaver's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.101 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Deaver introduced it.
That is all.
Comments from council? Council members' comments. Anybody?
I would like to compliment the council on the professionalism and how we work together today. Thank you very much.
Any more comments from council? Mr. Arlett?
I will, just real quick. I would just say that I know that DelDOT had the, I guess the workshop, I guess you would call it, regarding that, you know, the bypass on off of 113 through Millsboro. And I just want to publicly be on record to be in support of the state of Delaware and DelDOT to provide some additional infrastructure here in Sussex County, as it is overly needed and much needed. So I just want to go on public record for that.
Comments from council? Just like to sort of ask the public to keep the Wilson family in your prayers and think about our friend Mr. Sam Wilson, and hopefully returns to us very soon. Motion to adjourn.
Yes, to make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Mr. Cole, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
I guess motion carried. We're now adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.